Well, Paul Ramo is down in Canby where some exciting things going on this evening. Let's turn it back over to Paul and see who's got to talk to this time.
Welcome back to Canby High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Remember, at 6:30 tonight, it's Rolling Madness. The SMSU wheelchair basketball team is here to put on a demonstration and to compete against some Canby teachers and administration. It should be fun to watch. Earlier, we talked with head coach Jerry Klingner, the head coach of the SMSU wheelchair basketball team. It's going to be a great event here tonight, sponsored by Canby Rotary Club and Canby and Marshall Lions Club. And I have the honor to interview the legendary Lou Shaver of SMSU wheelchair basketball. Lou, thanks for putting the headset on.
Oh, it's great. You bet. I'm just happy to be here.
You've been wearing a smile since you came in the front door. Wheelchair basketball is a special place in your heart, doesn't it?
Yes. It indeed. I started the program over in Southwest.
What year was that? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh, yes. 1969.
And you've been all over the world. Wheelchair basketball has taken you all over the world, the Olympics and everything. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I've won gold medals and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. I've written several books. I wrote the first wheelchair coaching book in the sport in 83. And I followed that up with several other books about the kids and myself. And in essence, what they taught me. I brought the coaching to them. One of the first stories that I really tell people is I waffled over a year or so, or my first year, about how to treat them and so forth, you know, I understand that.
Yep.
I walked into the locker room one night after practice, and one of the kids that got me involved, Kirk Kettner, was standing there. He was post-polio, and he said, "Lou, I've always been Lou. Even in high school, I've been Lou. Don't play with it. Don't play with it, because I'm a bear." And he said, "Lou, we need you for a coach, not a mother."
Okay.
And I just kind of looked at him, and I felt, okay, I got to be me. And when I blow a whistle, I expect things to happen, et cetera, and so forth. Call me old school, call me anything you want. But the guys responded to that. They were being treated as an athlete.
Right.
And so that's what I brought to the sport. And over the years, internationally, et cetera, and so forth, as I said, I wrote the first book. In fact, yes, I wrote the first two books.
Okay.
And people would always, when we would talk about the game and so forth, would indicate you brought the professional coaching into the sport. Now, the sport had been going on for about 10, 15 years before me, heaven's sake. But I hope we started camps all over the United States.
Oh, wow.
And there were some times where we would have 110, 115 wheelchair basketball players at these camps, and we always introduced it as you're going to be treated as an athlete. So if you don't want that, there's a door.
Okay.
Right now. Use it, we'll still be friends. And they would just really respond. At one camp, had a bunch of ex-Marines. I also was in the Army, etc., and so forth.
Yep.
And over the period of about 3 or 4 days, they were kind of sitting together, and I kind of walked over, and we were just talking. And one of them finally said, "Where in the hell have you been for 20 years?
Oh.
And I said, "I'm sorry about that, but I'm here now, and we're going to work on." And they ate it up.
Yep.
They absolutely ate it up.
Wheelchair basketball, these are athletes, these wheelchair basketball players. They're amazing athletes. We're going to see them tonight here in Canby about 6:30. Lou, how long did you coach wheelchair basketball at SMSU?
26 years.
26 years.
And then they brought me back.
They brought you back.
Well, it got into a little bit of a problem at one time, and I knew Himaleski,
yep.
which was the athletic
yep.
director, and Chris called me one day and said, we need help. So I drove over, and I went back for about 3 years,
okay.
maybe four.
Okay.
And Garrick then was part of that team.
Oh.
And so therefore, he became a graduate assistant.
Right.
When he finished his undergraduate work.
Okay.
And so now, yeah, he's been, 7 years or so?
Right, right. We just talked to him earlier. He was pretty excited when I mentioned Lou Shaver. His eyes lit up, and, you know, he said he's my mentor.
Well, he's a dandy. As
That's
I
right.
said, he understands athletics.
Right.
I mean, he had a scholarship for Southwest as a linebacker
for football. Yep.
You betcha. And so he brings all of that to the game.
Okay.
And so therefore,
yep.
all he had to do was learn the game. Well, I helped do
you
that.
You helped do that. Yeah,
yes.
You bet. What do you think about this event tonight?
Over the years, we went all over this state. And, oh, my God, we were in Montana. We've been to Iowa, you know, blah, blah,
yep.
blah. And we would put on events like this to raise money, but also the awareness.
The awareness of it, yep.
And so over the years, we always stress that these young people, and I had men and women.
Oh.
So these young people are all college students.
Okay.
So therefore, we belong to the athletic department. And even to this day, we're only one of three in the whole world whose wheelchair basketball team belongs in athletics.
In the athletic department.
Yeah, the rest of them, and bless them,
yep.
they're in rehabilitation this, or they're in something,
right.
You know,
right.
some of. But we always stressed, therefore, you need to be an athlete.
Okay.
And you need to go to class, you need to behave, and if there's any problem with behavior, let me know, and I'll help you.
Okay.
Awesome. And they knew that.
They knew that.
Yes.
Yep. I know you're much loved in the SMSU community, the CAMI community, Marshall community. Just before I went on the air, I kind of surprised Lou with that I'm related to one of your former basketball players.
Yes.
You got kind of got a shock out of that, didn't you?
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
You want to talk...
Dick Crum.
Dick Crum.
Yep.
You want to talk about a small world.
Yep.
Yes.
Tell about Dick. Was he a good ball player?
Eventually. Dick is a high-injured individual. He was what we call a class one. There are different classes in wheelchair basketball
okay.
from people who have very minimal disabilities.
Right.
I had several people that were lower quadriplegics that actually played this game.
Wow.
And I didn't treat them any different than a person who had a leg off or
right.
heavens knows what. Dick came to Southwest to go to school, and for, I know a number of months, wheelchair basketball didn't interest him. Eventually, he would come every once in a while to practice. And I think he got in with some of my players.
Yep.
And eventually, slowly, he came out. And after that, honest to God, I couldn't get rid of him. And he's become a dear, dear. We keep in touch.
Awesome.
Christmas time and so forth and so on. He's raised a family.
Yep.
Got his doctorate.
Yep.
And holy cow, you want to talk about changing one's life?
Success.
Yes, that's what'll do it.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, and Dick's a relative of mine, a second cousin, I believe, and so, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What year did he play in the 80s for you?
Yes.
Okay, in the 80s, okay.
Yes. Yeah, I can't remember exactly.
Yep. Talk about some of your teams. Did you go to nationals and stuff like that? Or
we're four-time
national champions.
Champions.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
So
yeah, we did okay.
You did okay.
Today it's changed a bit. University of Alabama, the University of Arizona, the University of Illinois. All of these have teams now. And it's tough for us to compete with that.
Yeah.
They got so much more money, so much more, you know,
yep.
and their facilities sometimes, but we don't let that get in our way. Derek just finished fourth or fifth in the national tournament
right.
again.
Yep.
And so we don't owe pity us, you know,
yep.
that we don't have all this and all
right.
that. There could be some more parity maybe, but right now there's only about 12 men's teams.
Okay.
And there's only about 4 or 5 women's teams
okay.
that are university related.
All right. Well, Lou, it's been a pleasure to visit with you on the radio. Nice to see you again.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here. Obviously, I'm going to enjoy it.
You bet. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Just hang tight here. Just come on over to Canby High School and support. It's a fundraiser for the SMSU wheelchair basketball team. It starts at 6:30. There's a burger feed that goes on till 6:30. It's all brought to you by the Canby Rotary Club and the Canby and Marshall Lions Club. And it's also sponsored, this radio broadcast is sponsored by Ag Plus Cooperative. And we thank Ag Plus Cooperative for sponsoring these radio broadcasts here from Canby High School tonight. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.